कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ धाम कुंज राधा कुंज गृहोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। मुना माई की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। All glory to Jaya. All glory to Jaya. All glory to Jaya. Kindly present here to cooperate with this movement, Hare Krishna movement. I thank you very much for your coming here and participating with us. This Hare Krishna movement was started about 500 years ago by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here, India, we thought there is a district called Nadia or Navati. In the latter part of the 15th century he appeared, and when he was only 24 years old, a young man, he had very nice, beautiful young wife, very affectionate mother at home, but he took sannyas. Sannyas means, perhaps you know, renounce order of life. According to basic system, one's life is divided into four parts. That is, a human program. Suppose one lives for 100 years. It is calculated that a man can live about 200 years, although the duration of life is now reducing. So taking into consideration that a man lives for 100 years, so life is divided into four paths, namely brahmachari, student life, then grihastha, household life, then vanaprastha, retired life, then sannyas, renounced life. This is Vedic system. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of waiting for the last stage of his life, he took sannyas at an early age, only 24 years old, when he should have begun the household life. But he did not do so for the benefit of the whole human society. He renounced his family life and took sannyas and extensively traveled all over the tract of land called now India. But predicted that these missionary activities will be spread in future in as many towns and cities as there are on the surface of the globe. And he entrusted Indians, those who are born in India, he entrusted them that please convey this message throughout the whole world. The exact language, Bengali language, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilo Ja, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropokar. This means that anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being will kindly make his life successful. And after making his life successful, he would distribute this knowledge throughout the whole world for the welfare of the human society. This was his order. And prediction, prithibite ase jato nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoye mor naam. He also predicted that I shall be well known all over the world in as many villages and towns as there. That this mission is in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's mission. We are trying to spread his message throughout the whole world, and by the grace of his Lordship, we are getting good response. We have got by this time about 100 branches all over the world, Europe, America, Australia, and Far East, Middle East, India, everywhere we have got branches. And I am very much obliged to you, to your country, USA. You are mostly cooperating with this book. All my students, boys and girls, they are mostly American young boys and girls. There are others also, but you are predominant. Therefore, I must thank you very much. So, you are a very prominent country all over the world, America. You have got your prestige as the richest nation. Not only that, you are advanced in economic development, scientific development. There is unity with you on account of your benevolent activities that you are forward in supplying foodstuffs to the undeveloped countries. You supply money also for development. You have got very philanthropic work and your country is respected all over the world. But one thing you should know, that at the present moment, we are united chronologically, historically, by economic development, by scientific advancement, but still we are fighting one. In spite of our willingness to cooperate, there is fight. That's in today's paper I was reading, that there is some indication that Mr. Nixon, your president, has declared something that is very agitating. So, the point is that in spite of educational advancement, in spite of economic development, in spite of historical oneness, why we are fighting with one? That is the question. That answer is given in the Vedic literature. What is that? The Shatma Buddhi Punaketi Dhasuki Sadhik Kalatra Vishubhoma Ijjati Jatitha Buddhi Salileta Karhiche Janesu Ovidyesu Sariva Gokhara. Gokhara. Gokhara means go means God and Kara means act. So, persons who are identifying this body as self, Atmabuddhi Punaketi Dhasuki. This body is a bag made of bones, flesh, blood, urine, stool, muscles, and so many things. It is a lump of matter. It is a big machine, very complicated machine. But we have taken that it is a bag of complicated machine. It is a bag. That's why you carry sometimes bag. Actually, it is a bag. But unfortunately, we have identified ourselves with this bag. The bag, you keep something. But this something is not the bag. Similarly, you or every one of us, we are now encased in this bag. Dehinasmin jatha dehi, paumanam jauvanam jala. This education was given by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. When Arjuna was identifying himself with this body, there was a war between two sections of cousin brothers. So when Arjuna, he was one side and his cousin brother was another side, so Arjuna actually came into the battle field. He said to Krishna, Krishna was dying in his chariot, "My dear Krishna, I don't like this war. Because the other side, they are all my family members, so I do not want to kill them." That was his problem. But the fighting was necessary for some reason. That was that sometimes fighting is necessary. Not that fighting you can abolish. It is not possible. Sometimes it is necessary. Not always. But not for any unreasonable subject matter. Unless this fighting was there, when there was no other way than to fight. Anyway, in that fighting, he was not willing to fight, although Krishna wanted him to fight. So there, at that time, he was given instruction on this Bhagavad Gita. So, he was to first understand that this body, we are not this body. We are different from this body. The first instruction is that dehinasmin jatha dehi kaumanam jauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti jiratattva namayati. It is very instructive verse, try to understand. That within this body, there is a soul. The body is called, in Sanskrit language, it is called deha. And the soul which possesses this body, they say, "I am possessing this body, you are possessing your body. We are all individual, person, soul. You have got your body, I have got my body, another has got his body. In this way, you have got different bodies." So, we must understand, this is the platform of cultural change. When you understand that I am not this body, we have unity, economic unity, historical unity, scientific unity, But still, we are fighting one another, nation to nation, person to person, individual to individual. There is no unity. That is the only cause is that they do not know that we are not this God. That we are spreading Krishna consciousness movement for understanding these simple laws. That we are not this God. We have to rectify or purify this knowledge that I am this God. That is Krishna consciousness movement. It is very simple. Just like in our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we are many persons from many countries. Some of them are from India, some of them from America, some of them from Africa, some of them from other countries, Japan. They are various countrymen combined together. But you'll find that every one of us not conscious of this body. Otherwise you could not work so united. We are conscious that I am not this body. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, how we could accommodate Indians, Africans, Americans, others, the chanting, the dancing, the leading, the forgotten. They have forgotten that one is black, one is white, one is yellow, one is red, or one is green. Or red. The bodily concept they have forgotten. This is practical, you can see. So this is possible. If it is possible for a small number of groups, the society or the land or anything, it is possible to spread all over the world. So that culture and unity we are seeking. That we are one spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. This Vedic language is called, when we understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. This is called purity. At the time being, my consciousness is not purified. It is false. Because I am thinking I am Indian, you are thinking American, other is thinking I am African, other is thinking I am Hindu, other is thinking I am Muslim, other is thinking Christian, one is thinking I am man, another is thinking I am dog and cat. So many concepts. And we are fighting each other. Due to different concepts. But you see, really come to the platform of spiritual consciousness. Of Krishna consciousness, then we become easily one. One. So, Krishna says that Dehinas means the Khadi, Komal, Dhumanagara. Very simple, Slaga. The Dehi, the possessor of the body, is within this body. Just like you are within this room, or within your country, or within this car. Breathing. Similarly, ultimately, I, you, all of us, feeling this body. And how you can perceive? You can perceive very easily. That you can remember that you are a child. At that time, you can remember what you are doing. Now you are existing, you remember that you have a body, child body like this. But that body is gone, but you are still here. It is not difficult to understand. I am old man. I can understand. I can remember when I was a baby, 6 months old, I still remember that I was lying down on my sister's, elder sister's lap and she was knitting warm. I was sick. I remember. Similarly, when I was only 1 year old, there was a big Sankirtan party, and I also joined, and I had simply fingered the lower portion of the leg. I can feel it. But my body was so small, okay? So many things I can remember in my childhood, my youthhood,
In my family life, I was a family man, of course. So I remember now I was. Now just think about where those bodies have gone. You may say the body has grown up. I got grown up on change. That's my body, childhood body, my babyhood body, my youthhood body are no longer exist. That's the fact. But they still are exist. In a different body. Similarly, Krishna says, for Jun, Prasad Dehantaram Prati. Prasad, as I have passed through so many bodies, those bodies are no longer existing. But I am still existing. I am remembering. Similarly, when this body in the tree, this old body, I must accept another. This is the real time. Unfortunately, there is no educational department. There is no scientific department in any university throughout the whole world where this lesson is taught. I have been in Moscow. I have talked with a big professor, a learned professor. And he also says that after finishing this body, there is nothing. This is not. Actually, that is not the fact. The fact is, Tathas Dehantaram Prati. You, after death, after finishing this body, you get another. Tathas Dehantaram Prati. Antaram is time. Now, there are varieties of bodies that you can see. There are fish bodies, there are tree bodies, plant bodies, beast body, bird body, insect body, reptile body. In this gradual process of evolution, you come to this human body. The soul is passing through so many different types of bodies. The Darwin theory of evolution is little idea, it is theory, it is not a fact. But actual fact is, as it is stated, Dehantaram Prapti, the soul is one, but it is transmigrating from one body to another. This is it. When you try to understand, you apply your arguments, reason, logic, whatever you can. You define, yes, I was existing. So that body is no longer existing. I am existing. So therefore, the conclusion is, we must conclude logically. The body may be great, by ideology. That is the eternity of the soul. So far as our constitutional position is, we learn from Bhagavad Gita that this distinction is there, that I am the soul and my body is the matter. The soul description is also given here. Antavatri me deha nitta soka saririna. His body is to be ended. But I am not to be ended. Nitta soka saririna. Saririna means one who positive. He is nitta. In a baby, the character about the soul, it is said, Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam Eka Bahunam Vidadhati Kaman. I'm citing Sanskrit verses from Vedic literature because according to our concept of civilization, we get Vedic themes of David Gartan as absolute truth, without any mistake, without any truth. The conditioned soul, one who is not liberated, one who is under the stringent laws of materialism, that is called conditioned soul, he cannot give us perfect knowledge. condition. So, condition told me, one who is identifying with this God, he is called condition. He is under the condition of this material nature, prakriti. So, such person cannot be person. For example, the four kinds of defects that every one of us will commit mistakes to every human. That's the fact. Everyone will admit. Yes. Nobody can say, I never committed any mistake. Nobody can. That is not possible. So long we have got this body, concept of life, this is mistake. This bodily concept of life itself is mistake. I'm not this body, but I'm thinking I'm this body. Actually, I'm not this body, still I'm thinking I'm India. You are thinking that I'm India. This is mistake. The beginning is mistake. So if you can commit mistake, how can you be perfect knowledge? Knowledge means must be perfect without any mistake. Without any illusion. Illusion. Illusion means to accept something false. Same mistake. And then our imperfectness of the senses. We acquire knowledge, we gather knowledge by perception of all these material senses. But our material senses are imperfect. Just like we are very much proud of our eyes. So I can see under certain conditions. If there is just like it is not fully lighted, I cannot see who are standing behind. But if there is sufficient light, I can see. Therefore my seeing power is dependent on the varieties of light. So how you can say that whatever you see is perfect. I am seeing now things under certain conditions. Next moment I will see things under certain other conditions. So as the condition changes, therefore my sight also changes in different senses. We have got different senses, our touch, our smell, so many things. All our senses are working under incompetence. So, person who has got incompetent senses, who is liable to commit mistakes, is illusion. Whatever knowledge he is giving, that is cheating. Because he has no perfect knowledge. So, how we can accept knowledge from a person who is liable to so many defects of knowledge? Therefore, our process of knowledge is not speculation. But what we shall do by speculation? Because my mind, my senses, everything is imperfect. So how can I have perfect knowledge? So this is not the process of acquiring right knowledge. Our process of acquiring knowledge is to hear from the right. So that is the system of Vedic civilization. And anything which is described in the Vedas, that is real proof. That is real knowledge. So our propaganda, the Krishna consciousness movement, is that you take knowledge from Krishna, that is the Supreme Personality of God. Even if we do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God, the Krishna's book, Bhagavad Gita, is very, very widely read all over the world by philosophers, by scholars, by religionists, by general public. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita, Paratattva. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is to request to read this Bhagavad Gita. As it is, do not try to comment upon it. Indigenous. Therefore, we are publishing Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any imperfect comment. As it is. Just like Krishna says, here, देहिनस्मिन्यथादेहे कौमानं यौवनं जरा तथा देहांतरं प्राप्ति वीरसत्तममयति.
The soul is within this body. He is transmigrating
from one type of body to another.
It is trapped. It is vulnerable. It is self-time. It is trapped.
So we take it as it. That is our method of knowledge. Very simple. We simplify the matter. Now, if you want to research scientific actually, we are researchers, but they could not find the medical science. They are a dead man, a man who is going to die. He is giving all kinds of injections, all kinds of gas, and taking all care. In spite of all that, everything.
Oh, the man is dead.
Now, ask them what is finished, they cannot say. They say, yes, we do not know what is finished. You cannot say that the blood has turned from violence, wetness to whiteness. That's what it is.
No.
You are scientifically advanced. You can turn the blood into red.
Huh?
Not that. The redness is not life. Because there are so many red natural. It's like a flower, red flower.
It is not this.
It has no life. So redness is, you cannot put this logic that redness, red corpuscle is the source of life. You cannot say that this dead body is there because some chemical is missing. That is, you cannot say. Because that chemical, if you say that there is chemical which is giving life, that chemical is already there because after 2 minutes, you find that flesh, the body is decomposed. Many living entities are coming. So the life-giving chemical is there. You cannot say the chemical is wanting. Or if you say the chemical is wanting, then bring that chemical, put it into it, and make it alive. That is not possible. So we cannot accept this defective knowledge. Our knowledge is from Krishna, we have said, that this body is dead because the soul has passed to another body. This is perfect knowledge. Now when you come to this knowledge, perfectly, that I am not this body, I am soul, that is called a Brahma Bhuta state, Sang Brahma. Brahma realization, all spiritual realization. This is Vedic civilization. To give chance everyone how to realize that Brahma. Athāta Brahma Vijñāsa, the Vedanta philosophy. The first aphorism of the Vedanta philosophy is, now in the human form of life, we have to inquire about that Brahma spirit. That is your only reason. Don't bother about so-called economic development. Because by God's heavenly, everything is there. I repeatedly say that there are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, human form of life are 400,000. The 8 million, out of the 400,000 species of life, there are a few civilized, otherwise there are so many non-civilized. They live in the jungle. They do not care for any civilization. But the problem is only for the civilized class of men. Others, they are living unless the bird rising early in the morning, he has no economic problem. He immediately flies anywhere. In some tree, there is some fruit, he eats, his eating problem is solved. Then after eating, sleeping problem. So, anyone on the top of the tree, he sleeps very nice, sleeping problem. Then mating, sex intercourse. Every body is born with another male and female. So these are not problems, practically. But actually, we have given up the real problem to understand what is Brahma, what is soul. We are involved in so many problems of so-called eating, sleeping, making and eating. So this kind of civilization is not very correct. We try to understand. The real civilization is to know oneself. What I am? Am I this body or something else? That is real thing. For this purpose there must be university. For this purpose there must be educational institution. Other purposes, they are automatically by nature's surrender. As I just a few minutes recited one verse from Veda. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. Eka bhavanam vidurati kama. Just as in your family. The father is engaged to feed the children. The children have no anxiety. Similarly, there is a supreme father. That also you expect. Those who are Christians, they go to church and say, my father, give us our daily bread. That's nice. There is a supreme father. The Father has arranged for everyone. Now, our only business is to know the Father. What kind of Father? What is his form? What is his quality? How he is conducting the whole management, cosmic manifestation? What is my relationship with him? Of course, relationship we accept, but those who do not accept. Actually, the relationship is already known, that is Supreme Power. But if he one does not accept, then he must accept that somebody is there controlling. That you have to. You cannot say that you are uncontrolled and fully independent. That is not so. We are dependent. There is control. Now we have to understand what is the controller. Supreme controller. You are also the controller, just like your government. Everyone's government, every state government. That is controller. You cannot do anything in defiance of the government laws. That is not possible. Similarly, there is a supreme control. Here we can experience. Just like I'm controlling some of my students. But when I enter in your country, I'm controlled by the immigration department. Not that still I can enter in your country. So I cannot say that I'm not controlled. Or similarly, if you want to go to my country, you have to go under center control, the visa, the passport. So nobody can say that I'm not controlled. Everyone is controlled. That is a fact. Now the third one is controlled at the same time he is controller. It's like a person. When he goes to work in some establishment, the boss or the master, the proprietor of the farm, is the controller of that man. And when he comes back to his home, he is controller of his wife, children, or something. So here we find in this material world, go, any man, take any man. Just like your president, Nixon. He is controlled in the government, but he is also controlled by public opinion. So nobody can say that I am supreme control. Nobody. He is simultaneously a controller and controlled. Nobody can say that I am fully controlled, I am not controlled. Nobody can say that. But there is a person. Who is controller, but not controlled by anyone. That is God. So this is the conception of God. God means he is controller only, but he is not controlled. So if you find out somebody that he is not controlled, but he is controller only, that is God. Simple definition of God. Now, the Vedic factor, the Vedic knowledge, has found that contour. What is that contour? Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Ladi Govinda. Sarvakarana Karanam. By the Sattva. I pray it for you, you know, in India. I feel there are many spiritual persons for you. They're simply interested with the Supreme Consciousness. So, by their Sattva, they have found out the Supreme Person. He is simply controlled us, but he is never controlled by anyone. That is true. So we are studying that Krishna Consciousness movement to let you know the Supreme Controller and how he is controlling these things are similarly discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. So our movement is to preach the Bhagavad Gita as it is and to bring the Supreme Controller before you and to carry out the order of the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Controller's order is Sarvadhanman Paritrajyamani Tang Saranubhati. You simply surrender unto me, I take charge. So if you can't be, follow all instructions, love of me, and if you surrender yourself to Krishna, your life will be happy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.